Well, we're about to speak to, well, potentially the most talented multi-sport athlete in Australia right now. She won an Olympic gold medal with the Rugby Sevens girls at Rio in 2016. She played in the AFLW Grand Final last season for Carlton there at Adelaide Oval against the Crows in front of 53,000 people. She's played for the Sydney Flames in the WNBL as well. Chloe Dalton joining us. How are you, Chloe?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Well, right now, you could have been celebrating an Olympic medal. So describe the emotions of the last few months grappling with losing that opportunity this year, at least.
Yeah, it's been a pretty strange few months, I think, for a lot of people. But for us, over the last week, we've kind of been looking at the fact that we were meant to be in Tokyo at the 2020 Olympics, competing for hopefully defending another Olympic gold medal. So we had a bit of a family celebration last night, so they had a few people around and cooked some Japanese style food and had a bit of a celebration, which was good. But I think as a group, because we've still been able to train, we're looking towards 2021 and hopefully preparing for that. But it's been pretty tricky, the thought that we should be in Tokyo right now.
Chloe, can I ask, you hear so many people say that these days in the modern age, you know, it's very hard to play more than one code, whether you be a male athlete or a female athlete. Yet you continue to not only play a number of different codes, but be extremely successful. How do you manage that?
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty cool part of my sporting journey, I guess, that I've had the opportunity to play across the different codes. And growing up, I watched rugby a lot and watched my brothers play and watched the Waratahs on TV and the Wallabies and had a pretty good understanding of the game. So I think when I came across to rugby from basketball, I just had to learn the skills and learn the tackle technique and break it down from there. Whereas when I made the switch across to AFLW, I found that transition quite a lot harder because being from Sydney, I hadn't grown up watching the game and didn't have as much of an understanding. So I had to learn a fair bit on the go, both the skills in terms of the kicking and handballing, but then also get a really good understanding of the game so that I didn't look like a headless chook when I was running around out there. But, yeah, I think that's something that I'm really fortunate about, the fact that I have had the opportunity to go between a couple of sports and even looking at the fact that both Carlton and Aussie Sevens have allowed me to do both over the past 12 months or so is something that I've really enjoyed.
Is rugby your number one, though?
Oh, it's a tough. It's like choosing your favourite kid, probably. Yeah. I am loving being back, and it was pretty special to be able to play my first game back on the weekend at club footy. I really enjoyed that, but yeah, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, tell us about. So you played for the Warringah Ratettes. I know that your family's heavily involved and been heavily involved in the Warringah club for a long time. And so you played against Easts there on the weekend. Elliot Green and Shani Williams alongside you as well. How did it all play out?
Yeah, it was awesome. We got the win against Easts. I got to play first half at fullback, which was pretty fun. I was super nervous running out, actually. It had been quite a few years since I got to pull on the green and white for the Rats again. But to play alongside those girls and a lot of girls who I'd actually started my rugby career with were there playing as well. So it was a pretty special occasion and nice to get the win and then have a beer in the girls afterwards.
Nothing beats it, singing the team song, having a beer after a winning club rugby.
So good.
I'll tell you what though, Chloe, it's great to see women's sport now starting to get exposure in all different codes, and there's more opportunities for women to play sport. But how do we keep developing women's sport?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question, and a big thing for me has been about that visibility. And even just looking at that game on the weekend, and there were a couple of young girls down there who play for one of the local clubs who can now come down to the local field and after the men are playing watch women play local rugby, and then can hopefully look on the TV and see women playing rugby sevens for Australia or AFL or soccer, whatever that is. I think that's a really big part of it for young girls to be able to see the opportunities that are available. And I think I've also been fortunate to be a part of the generation coming through where women's sport is now becoming more professional. So looking at when I joined back into the Aussie Sevens, the fact that this can be my full-time job means that I can then invest all of the time and energy that I need to be the very best athlete, that means that I can represent my country when we go and compete on the world stage and be the best I can be compared to, I guess, years ago where female athletes were having to work those full-time jobs and then rock up to training afterwards and then compete on the weekend. So I think that's a really big part of it as well. And then just continuing the conversation both in the media and just in people's circles as well, and try to encourage girls to stay involved in sport.
Chloe, do you see the professionalism across the number of codes you're playing consistent, or would you say something like the sevens is a lot more professional, or the women's AFL? Do you see a difference?
I think that the standard of professionalism is quite similar across the two. The biggest difference is probably the fact that the sevens is a full-time training program compared to the AFLW, which is still just that 6 months of the year and it's part-time. So girls have still got to be able to have the capacity to work a full-time job during the day, and then we train those hours after training. So that's still considered part-time, and I would love to see over time that become a full-time role, because I think because I've had the opportunity to be part of both part-time and full-time professional programs, you can see just how much more improvement you can make, even from a strength and conditioning perspective, the amount of hours you can put in when that's your job, and you don't have to rock up for training at the end of the day already cooked from doing whatever work you're doing. So I think that's been a pretty big part of it. But in terms of comparing the approach to it from a professionalism perspective, I'd say they're both really similar across the sports.
We're talking to Australian Rugby Sevens gold medalist and also AFLW player with Carlton, Chloe Dalton. Now, Chloe, I'm sure when you got together and, you know, cooked the Japanese food, you probably reminisced about Rio in 2016. Tell us about what it was like to be, not only win the gold medal, but be in the village amongst all those athletes. Who did you meet? What's a great yarn you can tell us about your time there in Rio 4 years ago?
One of my favourites was probably we were sitting in the dining hall just having a bit of dinner, and I saw Rafael Nadal walk past me. And I'm a big Rafa fan. I've always loved watching him, and I thought I've got to go and get a quick photo with him. So I got one of my teammates, and we kind of were like following him around. The poor guy had just been competing that day, and I think he just wanted to get his food and sit there and eat in peace. But we kind of followed him around, and I eventually like worked up the courage to ask him for a photo. And I was so nervous. I was taking a selfie. My hand was shaking. My thumb covered half the photo, and I dropped my slice of pizza on the floor. But I got the photo, and it looks great.
You just had to get it. When it's Rafa, you've got to get it, don't you?
You've got to get it when it's Rafa. Yeah.
How was he?
Yeah,
he was all right.
I think he was pretty quiet, but yeah. I was just stoked to get the photo.
Now, there's talk as well, Charlotte Kaslick, your Sevens teammate, and others as well, playing in the NRLW this season. What impact do you expect Charlotte and a couple of the girls to have there?
Yeah, I think that those girls, if they go across the league, would hopefully make a really big impact. I think the way that someone like Charlotte can read the game in terms of her ability just to draw and pass and create space off not a lot, I think is pretty impressive. And then someone like Elia Green is probably one of the strongest athletes I've ever met. So the way that she has the ability to run the ball straight and carry and make metres in that sense, I think would make a huge impact as well.
Yeah. Can I ask this, Chloe? Because a lot of people, yeah, some people do get jealous. Do girls get jealous of you coming across and playing other sports and think, oh, well, she's taking up my spot, or I should be in there rather than Chloe? She's playing a lot of other sports.
Yeah, I think it's a valid question, and particularly when you've got girls who've been playing a particular sport for a number of years, it's something that I'm pretty conscious of, I guess, being considered a cross-coder. I think, for me, that's something that when I have been into those new environments, and particularly AFL, where I was still pretty new, I was conscious of the fact that a lot of girls have been playing footy since they were 4 or 5 years old and were very talented at what they did. And I think the biggest thing for me was knowing that I was never guaranteed selection. And I just put a lot of work in with those girls and with the staff as well around learning the game and learning as much as I could from them. And I guess the biggest thing for me is earning the respect of your teammates. Yeah. So that when you rock up and you're trying to do those things, that they don't necessarily see you as someone trying to come in and take their spot, but you're just trying to do what's best for the team and be the best possible player you can be, and then hope
and you've earned it on your merits.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think it's great. I think you girls do a fantastic job, and the way that you're able to integrate into different sports and different systems is very special. And I don't think you get enough credit, to be honest with you, because if this was a male, you'd be waxing lyrical about what they're doing.
Thank you.
No, well, I do. I think if that was a male compared to a female, we'd be talking, what a great athlete and, you know, the best people on earth. Yet
the back girls page, do it. Front page,
yeah,
endorsements.
The girls do it, and there's no fuss. Nothing really said about it.
No, exactly. So, Chloe, what's next for you in the next few months? When do you go, for instance, into camp with Carlton ahead of that season? What's the latest there? Or are you going now towards a rugby sevens camp? What's coming up?
Yeah, so just for the time being, I'm still training with the sevens. Obviously, with Melbourne in lockdown at the moment, not sure what's going to happen there. But I think main focus over the next few months is just sitting with the sevens, doing the full-time training there and trying to get my body in the best possible shape and preparing for any potential games that we might have later on this year.
Well, it was good to see you out there for the Rats on the weekend anyway, but looking forward to seeing you in action, yeah, whether it's the Sevens or the AFLW soon. And thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks so much for having me.